Now I just have to pull up the kit. Hold on, don't record it yet because I think I gotta find kit to hold up. Okay, so we're in. Thank you. Sorry, we're in the simon of. If you find a mistake in the Sefer Torah. So I guess somebody text me if it stops working, please. So Kishenetz of Psul, when you find the Psul, she sees on the Haiti Sefer Torah Acha that you need to replace it with another Sefer Torah. Simnitz of Ben Gavra Lagavra. If it's found in between Aliyahs, Matzi and Sefer Torah Acha, you take out another Sefer Torah. Maschil and Malcolm Shapasku, and you start from where you left off. That meaning that's if you found it in between Aliyahs. Mashlim Minyan, and then you just finish off with the amount of Aliyahs. With the regular Minyan Hakruim means for people that got the Aliyahs, are supposed to get the Aliyahs. The Oilin Var. The Sefer Torah apostle, Oilin Minyan Akruim. And those that already got Aliyahs count, which we're going to, because we'll see in a minute. If you find a psul in middle, then you would have to, well, I don't know if it's going to stay, but okay, let's say, V'imhu b'Shabbos, the Nivez and Shabbos, im eshu l'kris the Sefer Torah hasheni, Shiva Kruim, if you can call up with the new Sefer Torah, seven Aliyahs, meaning there's enough psukim left that you can call up seven people, then Yasukin, you should do that. Why? Locha shal dasa gedolim. To be chashuv for those that are hold the sefer lud the mashe kor b'sefer Torah apostle ain't no oilulam that what you learn from a sefer Torah that's apostle doesn't count the hanoig and belavachi lahaysef harbe kruim because why not call up actually as we know that there's many people that are hanoig to make hosafas so therefore you should call up some basically what this shita's harambam. Is that you? If you learn from a non-kosher Sefer Torah, the kriya is good. So that's what we're saimach on, not to have to go back to the beginning of the parsha. But it's best to have to not be saimach on and call up at least seven aliyahs from whatever's left of the laning, which would mean you need three psukim per aliyah. So you need 21 psukim left when they find the psul. That's in nunsa psul be'emtsa kriya. Let's say they find it in middle, meaning not ben gavra legavra. Meaning in the middle of Aliyah, somebody looks and the Valkyra sees there's a psul. So b'zeh yesh chilukei deyos u'menhagim, there's many different opinions. B'chol makom yasuk minhaga, and everybody should keep their minhag. U'makom she'ein minhag kavua, and a makom that there's no minhag kavua, nira li v'yesh la'aseh k'mo shekasa b'shulchan aruch. Appears to me that you should do what it says in Shulchan Aruch, shalei levarech ha'sefer Torah apostle, not to make a brach on a sefer Torah apostle, ela mafsikin miyad. You stop right away. Matzi and Sefer Torah Acha. You bring in another Sefer Torah. Maschil and Makom Shapasku. And you just start from where we left off. Again, why don't you have to go back to the beginning? Because we pass in that may ikra, and then we pass in that laning from Apostle Sefer Torah is okay. B'mefsiku be'emta pasuk. And let's say it's the middle of a pasuk. Nira li the aschilu mitchilas pasuk. At least go back to the beginning of the pasuk. The garment is a parsha, and you finish the parsha. But you should make sure to at least lay three psukim from the new Sefer Torah. Then if you found the psul with less than three psukim left to the parshas, and then go back. And you make the bracha achrayna. But you don't make a bracha rishayna. Meaning in the middle of Aliyah, you found the psul. You bring in a new Sefer Torah. You don't have to make a new bracha Rishayna, but you make a bracha Achrayna. Well, Pasha, then you can look at Shiva Krum, the Sefer Torah Kasha. If you can read the Shiva Krum, the Kasha Sefer Torah, Yasu Ken Kamashi Kasati, Vua Din Afilu Imleif, he will look at Klau Lizaila, even if you didn't start at all. Shenimsa Apsul Miyad Lachar Abracha, meaning he made the bracha, the Balkaira opens the Sefer Torah, and he sees a mistake. The Gamkein Matzi and Sefer Torah Acher Ve'ena Mevarich Oyd Bracha Rishayna. You don't make the Bracha Rishayna because you already made a Bracha Rishayna. Ve'en L'chalik Ben Kriya Achrayna L'Sha Kriya Ve'en means that it makes no difference whether we're talking about the last Aliyah of the Parsha or to any other Aliyahs. Oh, u'v'mafter Ayin L'kamon Siman Ayin Ches. Test Nimtz Psul B'Sefer Torah Ve'en Shem Sefer Torah Acher. Let's see if you find the Psul and you don't have another Sefer Torah. Hashlimin Boy Minyan Akruim B'Loy Brachas. So then you call up. You finish off the seven aliyahs and you call them up without brachas. Yud, Yeshar Mashim, Nimsa Psul B'Sefer Torah B'Chumash Echad. So there is a sheet that says that if, let's say, you find a psul in one chumash, let's say in Bereishis, somewhere in Bereishis, but really you have to lay in Shemois. So mutar on liklus by the chumash achi, you're allowed to lay in Shemois. You're going to a psul who b'sefer Bereishis. If the psul is b'sefer Bereishis, mutar on liklus by the brachas b'sefer Shemois. You can lay in the Shemois. V'yesh ismach hazeh b'shas atcha k'shalayah b'efsheri l'saknei. If you don't have the possibility of fixing it, which obviously you can't fix it. But I mean, it sounds like during the week, you'd have to wait and call a cipher and let him fix it before you finish the laning. That's what it sounds like. But by Shabbos Mincha, don't take out the Sefer Torah. It's not such a chiyuv to lane by Mincha. Why? The only reason they were misak and laning by Mincha on Shabbos because you already had laning that day. So it's because those that may not come to shul during the week, so that's why we laning by Mincha. Yud Alefim Nikra Tfilah Shabbein Shtei Yuriyas. Let's
How
say
does that
the
help? They
stitching
came in the
between the
morning.
right?
How does that help? Meaning, so this way they came on Shabbos morning. So how does Mincha help?
Right.
So how does Mincha help if they're not going to go to shul on Monday? So it helps them to have laning on Shacharis and on Mincha.
Yeah, it seems. Yeah, I think the pshat is because they, how do you say it? Hearing at least, I don't remember what the Gemara says about this, but hearing the laning that's coming for the coming week, at least they get that laning. We hear something from it. I think so. Yeah. Fine. Im Nikra Hatfira Shebein Shteyirius. Let's say the stitching between the two. What do you call it? Actions, I guess. Tor. If you have most of the stitching left, you can read from that. And if not, you take out another Sefer Torah. The main Sefer Torah, there's no other Sefer Torah. Im ha-kera, who, if the tear is the Zah Chumash, but if the tear is in that Chumash, then hold on, I just lost the place. If it's in that chumash that you need to read it, aim card by Ella in Cain Disharil Halabam is punished tears. You need at least five. Yeah. But if the one thing is in a different chumash, you can read from it, even though there's only two stitches. Let's say you find wax or fats that dripped on a letter. If it's during the week, so just remove it. But on Shabbos, if you could see the ICS, if you could buy a cow, you should read it this way. You just read it that way because even though there's wax or fat over the letter, at least you can still see it. But if it's covered that you can't see it, then now you can't take it off because you're erasing. Right? If it's a makam that you don't have to read from your cousin liquorous by the brachos, you can read it with the brachos. But if it's in a place that you need to read, also licorice appeal to Shalom and it's also to, I'm sorry, I meant before it's erasing, it's fixing, right? And you're not allowed to read even one letter from the Torah. If it's possible to remove the wax, the chalim, with the shino, that means the only way to remove this wax or fats would be if it dries up. And you turn over the gvil means the parchment so that it will fall off. Yasukein, then you should do it. And if not, ain't part of my done. If not, then you can't use that paper title. I'm prima godem. Yeah, fine. Kishmasirin b'cholos hashavim b'achelav during the week when you remove the wax and b'achelav imhu al hashem yeshkisu shalom yavei chas shalom nechikas oisius. You have to make sure that you don't come to erase the osius. Meaning, if you're going to take off the wax and you're going to scrape it, you might end up scraping. If it's on Hashem's name, you might end up erasing Hashem's name. What you do is you heat it up from on the outside, meaning on the opposite side of the parchment, heat it up. So then the Shava and the Chalav will go away. Okay. That's now we're back. After this, we're back to halachas that pertain to everybody, not just Gaboyim and rabbis. All right. Everybody should have a fine night.